This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Woman on ORFM Dunedin.
Kia ora, everyone, and welcome to the show, Wondering Women. I am your host today, Amy Armstrong, and I'm here today with Monique Beaumont, who is owner of the local Benin shop here in Dunedin. So welcome, Monique.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us today. I'm quite excited to hear about Benin and some of the assets of that shop here in Dunedin, and we'll tell you about it in a little bit, but do you want to just introduce yourself a bit? Tell us where you're from and or anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, sure. So I am originally from the North Island, north of the north. Grew up in Warkworth area, which is now part of Greater Auckland. Moved to Dunedin during COVID times.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a recent Dunedinite. Arrived in 2020.
Cool.
Came here to study, actually, botany, which I completed my degree this year, which is fabulous.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a great experience. And along the way, bought a business.
Well, as you do.
Yeah, indeed. now I'm pretty much Benin is life right now. Takes up all the time.
Wow. And it sounds like it was kind of a surprising or something you hadn't seen coming. Or do you want to tell us a bit about how that happened for you?
Yeah. So my partner and I had talked about trying to find a business, something that we could work in together, something that was our own. And we had a look around. We considered a worm farm and other cool things. I was really into soil at the time in Otago, loving the microscopes. And then, funnily enough, my mum, actually, I was talking to her one day and she said, buy the Benin. And I was like, oh, maybe it's for sale. So I had a look and it was.
Wow.
She didn't even know. So it was kind of one of those odd moments.
Wow. Yeah,
it went from there basically, because I remember Benin from when I was a kid, being up in Warkworth and going in there with my mum and thinking how cool it was, just this way of shopping. And I just thought, how cool would that be to be part of a shop that provides a kind of sustainable solution? And, you know, it's not perfect, but it just feels like a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
So we went for it and here we are.
There you are. Gosh, sounds like a bit of synchronicity, like your mom just saying that out of nowhere, a bit of inspired or something that something happened that you hadn't expected, but it sounds like it's been a good thing.
Yeah. No, it has been. I think we've learnt a massive amount since
imagine.
We took over. So my partner, Philip, he has a background in retail. My background is more in project management, which helps
for the
organization of everything. I think together we've had the skill set to make it work. Massive learning curve. At the beginning, it was a massive physical learning curve.
Yeah.
So I remember Philip dashing over the road and being like, how much is a spa pool?
Oh my gosh.
Just from lugging around all these 25 kg bags and filling bins, and you know you're moving on your feet and lifting a lot. And I don't know why we hadn't really thought about it.
Well, you wouldn't.
But we just got in there and got it done, and now it's much more relaxed. Now we kind of feel like we've found a sweet spot for the moment.
Cool. So, So for those who don't know what Benin is, do you want to just tell us a little bit about the setup and how it works? And, I mean, I love it. It's a great way to shop, but some people might not have heard of Benin.
Yeah. So the core of the shop for us is a refill shopping experience. So we do predominantly dry goods and basically the ideal scenario, I guess, is people bring their containers into the shop. They weigh their containers before they go around, and then they go around and they fill all their containers with whatever they'd like to eat. So we have all your kind of standard products that you would need in, as a dry good in a home. So all your flours and your baking and your gluten-free and beans, pasta, etc.
Yeah.
And we also have a lot of cleaning products, so people can top up their EcoStore bottles or Will Enable products straight out of a big 20-litre drum.
Yeah.
And I really, really love these cleaning systems because they are a full-loop system. So it means that we're getting the product from EcoStore and Will Enable. People are coming in with their containers and refilling their containers, so they're not creating a new container. And then once we've finished with our drums, we send them back to the supplier and they get refilled.
Wow.
So that one I really love because there's zero waste. There's a little bit of movement, obviously, bringing it to and from, but otherwise it's a really awesome system. Whereas on the food side, I think we have to be, we're very diligent in how we manage our waste and we do the best that we can, like people at home do. So it's just making sure that we're putting things in the right places and that we can recycle or reuse as much as possible.
That's great. I love that philosophy. And I love that, like, we throw out so many plastic containers of hand wash and, bathroom cleaner, dishwashing soap, and it's so good. It feels good to me to bring it in and refill it up. And it's sort of winning for the earth, winning for our, our pockets, probably a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
And it's a really great way to shop, I think. And the title's so clever, Bin In. So the bins are all full and you just come in and fill up your own bins, which is really great. So do you think, do you feel that, like, for the people that come in, it's something that appeals to them as well, like this refilling, reusing, reducing idea?
We have a real mix, and I think it's changed over, it's nearly 2 years actually that we've been in there, so coming up on the 1st of December, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I think we have our regulars who are definitely, this is just the way that they live. This is the way that they shop. They're really inspiring. I remember when we first started just watching them come in and having their full shop, because I have to admit, as a consumer before we bought the business, I had a few kind of trusty things that I'd felt, but it wasn't my whole pantry. Obviously, that's changed. And then we also have a lot of people that come in who are happy to use, like, we have paper bags dotted around the shop, so that if people are either don't have their containers or they've come out and they're like, ah, rats, I forgot them on the bench. We've got paper bags so that people can refill things. So, I think it's a massive part of why people shop with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I know for me, like, I'm like you were before you bought the business. I've just got a few things and a few containers because it takes a while. Like, you have to be quite organized, or at first, like, I think you get used to it and it becomes part of your routine. But I definitely have a few things that I am consistent with. And one of them, I was going to ask you if there are any favorite, most popular products, but my favorite is the peanut butter.
It is our number one top seller, absolutely.
Yep. It is fantastic. So they have this machine that they fill up with peanuts. This will be part of the heavy lifting, I imagine. And you literally just push a button and it straight crushed peanuts into your peanut butter jar. And it's so yummy. It's healthy, I would imagine. Doesn't have anything else in it. And I reckon it's at least 30 to 40% cheaper than buying it in the, like, good peanut butter in the supermarket.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yep, peanut butter is definitely our top seller.
Is it?
It is. We go through a lot of peanuts in a week. And I guess the other things would be seeds, so pumpkin and sunflower seeds, and then a lot of cleaning products as well, just dish liquid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, for me too, when I went before I was an owner, I had my three things. I had olive oil, peanut butter, and dish liquid, and they were like my go-tos. And then I always hoped to expand.
Yeah.
But it didn't quite happen until we were there every day.
Yeah. But even in, I mean, I'm thinking like if I can just add one thing every time I go in you just need the container or the jar. But if you run out, you have the container there anyway, don't you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. And does it feel like a bit of a community business, or is it just can be different people every day? You mentioned you had some regulars.
Yeah, you know, the community aspect has probably been the most surprising and the most rewarding part of taking over this business.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that either when we took it over, that we were going to be seeing a lot of people every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just, it's a beautiful community. And I don't know if this way of shopping, it just brings people that are just lovely. But yeah, we just feel so lucky actually to be supported by people in the community that just love what the shop's about. And for us, that's been hugely motivating because it is a lot of work.
Mm.
It's a massive amount of work.
And
so having people come in, see the changes, appreciate the changes, let us know what they've noticed.
Yeah.
And all of those things just trickle through the team as well. So it's Philip and I, and also we have other people working with us now who, yeah, it's great. It's great to get the good feedback because it just helps everybody enjoy the job.
Yeah. Mm. And it'll help them too as customers. Like if you're hearing what they like, it'll get them in more and just full circle win for everybody. That's really cool. And I imagine people who come into Benin are – a lot of them we like-minded, so it's sort of a natural community builder too, isn't it? And you sort of all know you're in there for a good cause and a good reason, and that must be nice too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. When you talk about making changes, are there any changes in particular you've made recently that have been helpful, or you're...
I think really our main things when we took over, it was just... really about getting the shop fill and making sure that we had products in there that people wanted and needed. And we really do try as hard as we can to find and source products that might be a little bit avant-garde, shall we say, for people. So I think in doing that, we've really boosted what is available for people in the store. And we're also trying to bring in different ranges. So alongside the bulk bins, we do have a lot of retail products as well, and things like the Nothing Naughty range and the Pepper and Me range. There are things, products like that, that people just absolutely love. And so we try and keep up with that as best as we can. And I think people appreciate that that relationship, I think, because, you know, if I go to the supermarket, I'm not really going to think about asking a cashier if they might think about getting a product in for me.
That's true.
Whereas if someone comes into Benin, we actually really love that. If someone says, have you ever, you know, thought about bringing in, you know, can you get alfalfa in the bin rather than in a bag? And it's like, well, can we? Maybe we can.
Let's find out.
So that side of it, I think, is really cool.
Yeah.
I've forgotten your question. Sorry.
No, that was like what changes you had made. It sounds like some niche products maybe that. And when you say the other products, like are they jars of like sauces and jam, like kind of treats that.
Lots of yummy condiments, lots of yummy chocolates and things.
Yeah.
We also love getting in local products. So recently, like adding in the kakawa confectionery.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fantastic. And having Otago Gold Honey. We've actually, Jane, who works with us in the team, she's got her honey in there.
Cool.
And yeah, we've got lots of other local, the Wild Fennel guys, and just a lot of local where we can.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And is there a bit of a network? Do you just hear about them and say, hey, do you want to stuck your products in our store kind of thing?
I think it kind of works both ways. Some suppliers will contact us and be like, hey, do you know about me and would you like to range it?
Fantastic.
And then there'll be others that we hunt them out. Yeah, so it's a little bit of a mix, but we love to hear from people that would like to put their stock in our shop. I think at the beginning I talked to a lot of people around the Otago Farmers Market as well.
I was wondering if there was a connection there.
Yeah, it's a really nice place to meet local producers. So, yeah.
Gosh, it's a real lifestyle job, isn't it? Like it must sort of like a vocation or a passion, like it must touch all parts of your life.
It's pretty all consuming.
it is
great. Yeah.
And so tell us where you are and what your hours are if people wanted to come by if they haven't been before.
Yeah, so we are on Crawford Street, opposite the Hunting and Fishing, beside the Bend on Outlet.
Oh, yep.
And they're actually just repaving the roads at the moment. It's going to be great. we're open 9 to 5:30 Monday to Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday, and 10 to 3 on Sunday.
Oh, wow. So you're open every day.
We are, yes. That's... And if it weren't for our fabulous team, then we wouldn't be. So, I just want to do a shout out to them.
Yeah. That helps you get you and your partner have some time off as well. Yeah. I imagine that's pretty crucial.
Yeah.
I love hearing your story because it just seems to be full of surprises. Like, first of all, you didn't even know you were going to do this until your mom had this sort of flippant idea that ended up being just right. And then you didn't know you were going to love the community aspect. You didn't know it was going to be heavy lifting. But I think that's life, isn't it? Sometimes you come to things in surprising ways that end up being really significant, and you just learn as you go, don't you? Mm. In any job. But it sounds really cool. I mean, thank you for what you're doing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, because I think it's really important.
Thank you.
So also thinking about your botany degree, and obviously, well, my mind would think that it fits in what you're doing because of like environment and knowing the things around you. Have you used that at all in your job? I mean, probably not, but I just thought.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, I guess I'm at the other end of botany now, aren't I?
Yeah. Harvesting the plants.
Yeah, indeed. So, yes, haven't had a lot of opportunity. But I think that was just such a valuable experience for me to be in a university setting. It was something I had never done before. And and I loved it. And I made some great friends here through it as well, which I really appreciated and helps, move to a new place.
So
I got a lot from that degree. And, I don't know. Who knows? Something may come in the future that's different again.
Yeah, it could be another surprise. But, I mean, obviously education is never wasted, and as you said, it's enriched your life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I think I loved – I really loved learning about soils. And towards the end of my degree, I really loved learning about some of the regenerative farming practices that are happening around New Zealand. And, you know, that does tie in with the shop. Like, how cool would that be to know that everything that you've got coming into the shop would be some aspect of regen farming and farming holistically and stuff. So it was really cool to learn about that as well. So, yeah, it definitely does tie in if it's a little bit far away.
Yeah. But also just having that knowledge behind maybe some of the products you're buying, like I can see that would be really valuable. I'm just thinking about looking ahead. Do you think there's a trend happening? Do you feel like it's becoming more popular, or is just staying within the same kind of group of people?
We are definitely getting busier, so that's a phenomenal sign. We're really excited. Hopefully it is making it more available for people to shop this way than maybe it has been in the past. I don't know. Definitely getting busier, definitely seeing some new faces. One of the things that I love is when someone walks through the door and says, they sort of come in with a load of containers and they look at you and they just go, what do I do?
That's awesome.
And you're like, okay, here we go. Step one. You know, it's such a cool process, just showing them how to weigh their jars, showing them how to use a funnel, showing them where the scoops go. You know, there's this whole kind of ritual around shopping this way, which I think can feel really good. You just need a bit of time.
Yeah.
Always have a bit of time, obviously.
Yes.
And then you're good.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's fun. Like, it's fun to just wander through the store and think about what do I need that I don't even know I need that I can buy in bulk, you know? Like, I remember, I don't know, do you still have rye flour? That can be really hard to find.
That is super popular, particularly for people with their sourdoughs.
Yes.
And that is one of the most beautiful things about the shop, is that you can just see something and think, what is quinoa? I've never used quinoa before. I'll just grab a little bit and try for one meal, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to sort of get yourself a big bag and then
that sits feel in like the pantry for 5 years.
Exactly. And too, with the herbs and spice section, I think people really love that because, you know, sometimes you don't want a whole bag of nutmeg. You just need one.
Yeah.
Can grate that for quite a while.
Yeah.
And
do people bring in containers for herbs as well? Or is
yes,
it like
absolutely.
Glass or plastic?
Yep. Glass, I mean, plastic, anything. Bags. It can be any kind of container. We have funnels sort of all different sizes these days, we can help get the product in there with as little mess as possible.
Yeah, that you helped me out the other day. I was getting hand wash and it wasn't quite fitting in. You're like, we have funnels. I was like, good plan. No, that's really cool. So anyone who hasn't been to Benin before, what would you say to get them in the store? What would be the...
Oh, I don't know. I would say just come in and have a wander around if you've got 10 minutes to come and just wander the aisles and see what's in there. You might be surprised.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of people that come in, particularly husbands that are waiting for their wives next door.
Perfect.
Just have a wander through the shop and see what you see if there's anything that would work for your household. I guess I should also say we do run two things that help financially. So one is we have, if you're filling your own containers from home, you do get 5% off all of our bin.
That's right. Yeah.
Bins around the store.
It's a good incentive.
That's pretty awesome. And then the second one is that we run a loyalty card program. So if you're spending over $20 a shop, then you get a stamp for every $20 that you spend. And then at the end you get a discount. So, those two things together save you probably a good 10% over when you,
And all those things help these days, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And also, like, if people have a box of jars, would you want them at your shop? Is that helpful or do you have enough?
Yeah, no, it's great. We love getting jars. We just ask that they are super, super, super clean because it's not something that we can re-clean in store. We just don't have time. We have 400 bins and scoops we have to keep clean. So that's enough cleaning for us. But if you've got a dishwasher and you're able to make sure that they are beautiful, and that means checking inside the jar and inside the lid.
The lid, yeah.
Then absolutely, we would love them.
That's a good tip. Yeah. Thanks, Monique. All right, well, we're just about out of time. But before we finish and wrap up here, we always end with the same question with each of our Wondering Women guests, just to glean a bit more wisdom from them. And this question's around, do you have any helpful practices that you partake in to give you hope in the hard times?
I've been going through a little bit of a hard time, so I guess my main thing for myself is to try and be kind to myself and those around
me.
And actually sometimes that can be a lot harder to do than you expect.
Yeah.
A lot of internal voices that aren't necessarily particularly kind.
Yeah.
So I think inner kindness and yoga. Enjoying the yoga.
Cool. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, those are both really, that's helpful. Thanks, Monique. The kindness, and it sounds so simple, but you're right. It's not always simple. And when I think sometimes we forget when we hear be kind, We're thinking about others, which is good. And we also need to be kind to ourselves, because it's really hard to be kind to others when you're not being kind to yourself first, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
And yeah, I think sometimes, so true. So I love you said that, be kind to yourself, because I think sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
It's really important to hear. But gosh, I've really enjoyed talking to you today and hearing a bit more about your business and being inspired to add one more jar to my little stash to come in and keep... Yeah, increasing my sustainability shopping.
Nice.
But, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing your story and the surprises that have happened along the way. And also just, your courage to come in when you, as you shared, you weren't feeling the best, but you came in anyway. And I think it's been really worthwhile for our listeners. So really grateful, Monique. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining in, and stay tuned for our next Wondering Woman show, Ka Kite Anō.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.